The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Rhyme Time with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. The most eclectic, most conservative, and the most truthful news station that you will find in America these days. I guess lying has become kind of the administration's policy. We lie for a living now. There's no problem whatsoever. The emperor has no clothes. It's not a problem. We just tell you the emperor has clothes, and everyone else tells you the emperor has clothes, and you then believe it. So I'm going to grade this week's administration with another F for them. But before we get into the rest of the show, I'm going to head on to what's called the sleepy rhyme time. For 2.5 years in the land now called Oz, there is a widget in the White House where there apparently are no laws. They say he's a very strange boss. What he is doing there, quite frankly, we are all at a loss. He has dementia, so we didn't know what he was doing. And his vice president, being so incompetent, there must be something else brewing. The widget in the White House would sit at his desk all day and stare at the walls as long as foreign countries to him did continue to pay. He now forgets all the time what he was supposed to do. And his VP, off in La La Land, would now just shrug and say, he's totally cuckoo. The widget in the White House's employees were all in serious despair. They didn't know what to do, quite frankly. They get paid, and they don't care. The widget in the White House's dementia problems are plain to see. What he was doing and why, he's thinking, wasn't clear. How could this even be? He'd forget things all the time, and his bumbling ramblings made less sense. He certainly wasn't aging like wine. So the other day he decided to go for a walk at the Hispanic caucus. But he got so lost, he thanked the black caucus. It caused such a ruckus. Biden talks to trees like they are his friend. When he gets lost, his staff searches far and wide for him. They do find him in the end. At the UN the other day he gave a speech, but it was apparent, even with notes, he couldn't remember what to preach. He rambled and no one could translate what he had said as he went on and on until his staff finally pulled him off the podium like the Easter Bunny on the White House lawn. The American people are now worried about the alleged leader who, when confronted in public, just scurried. We as Americans just don't know what to do with a president still in the White House who is completely so cuckoo. This Kamala VP speaks worse than he is plain incompetent. She couldn't even make, compared to Biden, make a dent. He is always nodding off and making all these gaffes. The people are losing faith. He can no longer get any laughs. It's our government a total mess. It's now a complete disgrace. Why in the world would anyone listen to America, our country, they want to erase? We at this time don't know who to turn to. With a president and a VP like this, we are all so blue. Our citizens must decide to take a stand. Do we march on the White House with signs in hand? Our government no longer listens or cares what we say. Seems like I've seen this movie once before, in Britain, and again it's here today. We should demand that the president and VP resign, and let someone else lead this nation, so we can once again shine. The American people must finally be free from the incompetent leaders that we have. For this, we have to continue to plea. The widget in the White House and his cackling VP are ruining this nation. This tale of woe hiring competent leaders shows a direct causation. They showed us the dangers of incompetence and the importance of electing wise leaders, that we now need penance. So, let us all learn from our mistake and vote for leaders who are qualified and not those who are on the take. For the future in our country depends on it, and if we don't again fly, in a generation or so, our kids will be asking us what we did and then why. So now we will still have the widget in the White House so wise and so old, but his mind is done, and his memory apparently this week again did fold. He is the president now, but he doesn't appear to know it. And his VP, America can't trust, completely incompetent, a real nitwit. Can tyranny be our final destiny? If I look right now, I can clearly see. In the darkest of nights, when the world seems to sleep, when the shadows are long and the silence is deep, can there be a sane voice that whispers low, a message of hope? That tyranny cannot be. We are at the end of our collective rope. From the depths of our despair, from the ashes of our pain, a new dawn must rise to bring back the new world we must again try to regain, where freedom and justice will again reign supreme, and the tyranny will be nothing but a memory of this presidency, just a bad dream. For though tyrants may rise and oppression may spread, the American spirit they have tried to kill will never be dead. We will stand together as we did before against all odds, unite as one, to fight for our American rights until this battle is won. We cannot allow ourselves to be silenced. We will not be cowed. Our voices must rise louder. Our voices must stay proud. We must continue to speak the truth, though it may be hard. And we cannot and will not rest until this tyranny is barred. They may take down our statues and rewrite our history, but as long as I have one breath left in my body, they will not do that to me. You and I must be the voices of we the people, summon strength from those in our past, in our great history, and not be sheeple. Where our children can grow up safe and sound and morals are strong, where we can have back our society, where we knew right from wrong. So let us rise up together, let us make our final stand, and take back our country, a place where tyranny cannot withstand. For together we are strong, together we are brave, together we must build our country, that will always be worth the save. Tyranny may try to dim our light, but it can never extinguish our fire. For we the people, we must bring back sanity and freedom's desire. From the ancient Greeks to the American Revolution, we were a people of determination, and we have always had a solution. We won't be suppressed, it's simply not in our nature, and it won't be stopped by some insane legislature. For freedom and sanity burns within our chest. We can't give in now. I know we are so stressed. The tyranny of this government seeks to silence its opposition. If we let this happen, if the Democrats succeed, then we as Americans have failed in our mission. Tyranny is a dark cloud that casts a shadow throughout the world. If we quit, then fold up our flags. They will never be unfurled. In a realm of absent thoughts and scattered minds, I embark on a quest for my elusive mind. Where could it be? I pondered and whined. A treasure hunt for my brain. I think it was one of a kind. I searched high and low. I turned over every stone. But my mind seemed to have embarked somewhere else on its own. It played hide-and-seek a comical feat, leaving me perplexed, my mind in reality, a mental backseat. Was it in the kitchen, the study, or under the cocaine hiding in plain view? Or perhaps in the White House garden, where the roses once grew? I couldn't quite recall, oh, what a bind, for the whereabouts of my mind now seemed so unkind. In the Oval Office I began my grand quest, under the cushion, and even checked through the birds' nests. But all I found were crumbs and old receipts. My mind's mischievous game, it sure competes. Next I checked the bathroom with my microphone in hand, hoping in my reflection I would understand. But there was no sign of the gray matter to find, only toothpaste tubes and towels undefined. Then to Air Force One I made my way, scurrying past the press like a squirrel on a sunny day. Yet my mind remained elusive and sly, playing tricks, making me wonder, where did it go and why? Defeated and weary, I sat in despair, wondering if I'd find my mind or if I'd really care. Then a chuckle erupted, a mirthful surprise. My mind appeared for the moment with a twinkle in its eyes. I've been watching you scramble, oh, what a delight, hunting for me left and right, day and night. But fear not, my empty head, I'm here to stay, always with you, I think, I can't remember, come what may. So we close out rhyme time with another course of dinner, and we seek this week to begin to expose the sinner who brought our country down into the dumps, And who's responsible? We're all chumps. So on to the main show we now have to start to bring reality into focus and to try to make you smart. Thank you. Thank you very much. This week in this country was a very tough week. And I got to tell you, it's not a lot that I usually look at and say, wow, you know, this country's in trouble. Although I've been saying that now for 2 years, this week was a devastating blow to this country. What do I mean? There were so many things that this administration did this week. And the most important thing, I think, in my mind, is that they sat there in front of the podium and they out and out lied to us. Now listen, Mayorkas has lied before. Mayorkas came out and said the border was sealed, it's closed, there's no one getting through. But when they are so culpable and so easily lying, just straight out lying to the American people and to the world, and they don't seem to care. And why is that? Because journalistic ethics and journalistic morals have been destroyed. There is no more journalism in this country. Remember the investigative reporters? If you left the toilet seat up 5 years ago when you were in high school, they would have found it and reported on it. Look at the investigative reporting that they used to do. They don't do that anymore. They have anonymous sources. Journalism 101, what happened to that? There are no two sources. There's no story. Your editor would have told you to go stick it in the typewriter again and keep going. Get to something that's real. But let me jump into the UN. I know last week I promised to talk about society and the functioning of society. I hope we can get to that today because rhyme time was kind of short. But I think it's important to go over some of the events that happened this week and to recognize where this country is headed. It's a race to the bottom, folks. We've really spent our magazine, we've spent our ammo on such ridiculous things in this country. And we've wasted such time. And now in America, we are all in a bind. We are all in trouble. Yet they just keep telling you everything's fine. This is the sinking ship. And as we're taking on water, they're asking you, would you like to refill on that Coca-Cola or Pepsi? We don't have a sponsor yet, a Coke or Pepsi, so I'll say both. But where is this country going? So here we go again. He went to the UN. So he gets, first of all, Biden gets to New York late Monday night. Well, actually, he came in Sunday because nobody reported on it. Came in Sunday, tied up all the traffic. And he does nothing until late Monday night, which were some fundraisers. Now, he's in New York. Mayor Adams has been whining like a little girl. Yeah, I said that. I'm a chauvinistic pig, yes. I thank you very much. I'll take that title and wear it proudly. I'm from the old school. Open the doors for women, yes. They go first, yes. Women and children in the boat first, yes. So he goes to the UN General Assembly this week. Never meets with, never, ever, even talks to the mayor of New York City, the rotten apple right now. Sinking under the heavy weight of 110,000 illegal invaders. But they got 10,000 and 4,000 the other day in Texas. In a day, folks. And wait a second. Where are the numbers for the immigration border? When the porous border was open, they bragged about June's numbers going down. Holy moly. Well, where's July's numbers? Where's August's numbers? We're at the end of September, folks. Where are those numbers? You're not going to see them. Why? Because they skyrocketed. Because, once again, from the podium, flopsy-mopsy, Jean-Pierre, Karine Jean-Pierre, she's lying. She's lying to America. Out and out. There is no factual basis for the statements that come out of her mouth. And we're going to cover some other statements from this administration's personnel this week, which was disgusting in my view. So he goes to the UN General Assembly. Now, this is important. Why? Who's not there? No Xi Jinping, no Macron, no Prime Minister Modi, no Putin. Well, he's got a slight problem with an arrest warrant from the world. Yeah, like he cares. Do you understand? And I believe actually it's the Arab United, it was the UAE, I think, that didn't show up. You have leaders from the world now ignoring the UN. Now, I've told you before, the UN is just a figurehead. It's like your hood ornament. It's not the engine of the car. It's a hood ornament. It looks great on the front of the car, and it does absolutely nothing. That's the UN. And no further proof was needed than to see what leaders in the world did not show up to listen to the Joe Biden. We wonder why the world is so messed up and why there's so much controversy in the world. Well, wonder no more, because nobody cares what Joe Biden says. End of story. That's it. So we cannot, as Americans, afford anymore to care for and pay for the world. We can't do it anymore. We are almost $33 trillion in debt. Let me say it again. $33 trillion in debt. We cannot afford to pay for the world anymore. We've done it to ourselves. And how did we do that? Well, keep voting for the idiots in charge. And it's not just the Republicans and the Democrats. It's both of them together. They're not separate in this. So he talks about China being a competitor. Does he understand that Xi Jinping is talking to his troops about going to war? Does Biden not get that? Does the Easter Bunny not give him that information? Because apparently the Easter Bunny now runs the presidency. He has taken an energy-independent nation and made it an energy-poor, dependent nation. And by the way, oil was $91 a barrel today. Think about that. Wait till you go fill up your tank. It's going to be gas or food for the week. You're going to have to make that decision. But this is just what I see going on in this country right now. This genius thinks that the existential threat to America is climate change? No. It's crime. It's the societal breakdown. It's the invasion from the southern border of over 7.5 million people or more. We don't even know who's coming over anymore. And by the way, when people come in and they say, this is my kid, we're not even doing DNA tests anymore. The cartels in Mexico are controlling the southern border, and they are smarter than our dumbass administration. This government is destroying the democracy in this country and willfully doing so. But what do we do? As Americans, what do we do? He's being told his primary goal in life is climate change. That's what he's being told. And he's committed now another $100 billion to the climate change issue. Can someone please tell him that that's our money? Can we leave him a note somewhere? He talks about it as if it was $5 or $10. I don't know if he actually comprehends that this money is American tax dollars. Right now, America is crumbling. We're falling apart. Our infrastructure is crumbling. Our economy is crumbling. And more importantly than any of that, the society itself and its morals are crumbling. We are crumbling under this administration, and nothing is being done. This is pathetic. This is absolutely pathetic. And people, you have to listen. He has surrounded himself with pathetically incompetent ideologues. People who steal luggage in women's dresses. People who the most important thing about their career is that they're transgender. Not their accomplishments. Not what they can accomplish. But whether or not they're a transgender. Whether or not they check the box. And I'm glad he's bragging about spending $100 billion across the world of the taxpayers' American dollar. Because you know what? The people of East Palestine in Ohio, they've been destroyed. Where's their $100 million? You know, the widget in the White House hasn't even mentioned them or gone to see them when that happened. Not since that time. But We continue $33.79 trillion in debt. We just continue spending money. And you have the gall to talk to me from the White House podium, from the UN, and tell me that it's important, that it's critical to a sovereign nation, that it must have its territorial integrity. Have you lost your mind? What are we? Are we chopped liver? Does anyone understand what's going on at the border? Or no? Because you don't hear about it on any of the lamestream media lapdogs. Because it's the DNC. It's the DNC that controls the media. The Democrats are brilliant. And I said it last week. They're brilliant. They control the media. But they don't control us. And they certainly do not control me. So he goes there, blah, 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 speaks about it. But China's not there. Great Britain, France, Russia, India. They don't bother to show up. The UAE, nobody shows up. Who cares? It's the state. It's an estate of valuable real estate being wasted in New York City. That's what I can tell you. So now, I mentioned this last week, but it's actually happened. Congratulations for the Biden administration. Hostage payments, the real deal for Iran at the 5 for 5 plus $6 billion. And for those of you who are in the public education system, let me give you the number because you'll never figure it out. That's $1.2 billion per American head. So now that the Afghans have now taken American hostages, Taliban have taken some hostages, by the way. I don't know, with inflation, what's $1.2 billion? If they settle now, maybe they can get back the hostages for the $1.2 billion per head that we put the price on it. And this is what really burns my butt. The White House giving up $6 billion of unsanctioned relief. And they claim, I am secure. I am secure in the fact that we have enough control of that $6 billion that Iran won't be able to do anything except for humanitarian purposes. That's what they claim. Simply amazing. Humanitarian purposes. Well, the geniuses in the administration here, let me just tell you what happened right after. Right after they gave them the $6 billion deal, Iran threw out a bunch of nuclear inspectors. Yes, that's right. They just said, thanks for the $6 billion. Gotta go. Get out. What do you think they're going to do with the $6 billion? We can't be that stupid as a nation. I keep saying it. But it's true. They are this stupid. Who are the negotiators? And now I know why the UAW doesn't want any negotiators from the Biden administration to come help them. I can see that. Because they even recognize that these guys suck at their job. $6 billion, 5 for 5. What did we get out of the deal? We got back 5 Americans? Great. They got $6 billion to use for terroristic activities. And they're going to take more hostages. Hello, wake up. I know it's only 12:23 now, so Biden, he's probably still sleeping. But $6 billion, simply amazing. And then, let me get this straight. John Kirby goes on, I think it was Fox News this week. He's a serial liar. This, I had a lot of respect for him. He's been a very outstanding, service guy. But let me tell you, he has turned into a Muppet. He really has turned into just a Muppet, a Biden Muppet. He's not a stupid man. He is a very smart man. So he lies. He is lying through his teeth. When he says that he hasn't seen any connection between Iran kicking out the nuclear inspectors and the payment of the $6 billion, he's not a stupid man. He knows the connection. He knows it's clear. But he lies to you, just like Flopsy Mopsy from the White House podium. I'm lying to you, but you're going to take it because the media doesn't challenge it. The media is not doing its job. So brilliant maneuver. Give the enemy $6 billion so they can fund Russia, make more drones for Russia, and we're giving over $130 billion, I think we're up to right now, for Ukraine. So now we are effectively funding both sides of the war. This is something that arms dealers do. They fund both sides. So that they make money on both sides. They don't care. So this is just basic stupidity. But we don't see it as that in the administration. It basically, we sent back a supercomputer hacker, a missile program thief, in exchange for American hostages that were taken. So we sent back people who were criminals for American hostages. Great job. Great job. I'm telling you. And then I watched Antony Blinken on Monday. He could not be more of an empty shell if he were post-lobotomy, because his words get to the heart of everything we did. Well, except for the $6 billion he forgot to mention. He tried to explain. So he believed that every American is worth bringing back to America. You're correct in that, and I believe in that strongly. But you know what? Threats of a strong America did it. Did it with Iran once. And it did it in other countries under Trump, because they understood that strength is what power is all about, not weakness. Not weakness at all. He has now, this administration, and Lincoln, I can't even begin to tell you what I think of this guy, because it's a family show. He travels overseas. Everybody who travels overseas now is in jeopardy. But they don't see it because of their pathetic attitudes, their pathetic negotiating skills. They can't get past paying $6 billion when a 5-to-5 swap. Are you kidding me? And then they come out and they tell you, it's not our money, it's their money. Well, did you not sanction them? So you gave them sanction relief while telling us you did not give them sanction relief. And then you decided, let's put some more sanctions on them. You know, I just can't even explain the stupidity here. And then he talks about the deterrence factor. This has got to be even funnier. The deterrence factor. Are you coming? You know, Blinken and Kamala, they talk about the deterrence factor that the border is closed, that it's having. I don't know if they understand that there are about 7.5 million invaders that were not deterred, and 10,000 the other day and 4,000 the other day, that they don't see this. You know, what I love about Antony Blinken is this guy can speak for a half hour and not say a darn thing. And it's bizarre. You know, Joe Biden, at least, when he was talking at the UN, I can't even imagine being an interpreter for the UN people over there when Joe was talking. I mean, they're sitting there going, now he's mumbling again. And yes, there he goes. He said something about, oh, wait, he's bumping into the Brazilian flag, almost knocked it over. No, wait a second. No, he's coming back. This reminded me of the movie The Dictator, really, with Sacha Cohn, where he says the money for Iran will be used for humanitarian purposes. In the movie, that he goes, something to the effect is, it will be used for peaceful purposes as they're building their nuclear weapons. You know, they're out and out lying to us, folks. Now, Kirby comes out the other day and says he's asking for $4 billion more dollars for the border security. And he's not getting it, and he's upset about this. The blatant disregard for the invasion force that's coming in with all its drugs and all its criminals. And how many murders have been committed by people who do not belong in this country? Let's put that on Joe Biden's also, his murder tab. But what we're looking at is he comes to me and he says on television that he wants the $4 billion for border security. Folks, if he lied, and if he was Pinocchio, his nose would be stretching around the planet 3 or 4 times right now. Because right now, they want $4 billion so they can get the people off the television set, out of the border, and disperse them throughout the U.S. And where are they putting them? They're putting them in places where they're trying to turn the states so that no other Republican will ever be elected in any capacity. It's a brilliant plan. I got to give them a lot of conventional wisdom said they're playing the long game and the Republicans haven't even begun to play. But this is something, you know, we're going to look at now. I'm going to get off of that. And I'm going to look at Illinois. Ah, that once great city of Chicago being incorporated in Illinois, being one of the murder capitals in the U.S. The Genius Bar over there has now taken away cash bail completely. They are now expediting the release of dangerous criminals back into the communities. Thank goodness they are protecting our minority communities by releasing the violent criminals right back into them. They're cutting the police departments because they got to pay for the illegal aliens at the police station. So they're cutting all of the services to the cities. New York's doing the same thing. New York's cutting the city's budget by 15% to pay for the billions of dollars that we're spending on people who don't belong here, while the people who do belong here, who are citizens here, are getting less. Yeah. So here we go. This is why this country is just off the cliff. It's a dangerous country right now. We prosecute people like Marine Daniel Penny in New York City in that terror tube incident when he saved those people. And we're going to be helping minority communities in Illinois and Chicago by releasing the violent criminals back into the community. That's their claim. So just so you understand that, that's what they're claiming. So, and it's like, okay, so what is New York City spending right now? They're spending about $40,000 per illegal immigrant. You know what? I'd like a supplemental income of $40,000. That would be nice. You know what? That would help. That would really help me, actually. I mean, after the government shut me down for 2 years, $40,000 would be nice as a gift. Where do I write for that gift? Or do I have to put it in Spanish? What do I do? I don't know. Could someone explain that to me? So we're paying $40,000. They have laundry service, 3 meals a day, culturally appropriate meals, okay, because we're a very sane country. And now you have New York saying, we're kind of filled up. Well, no, you're not filled up. You're a sanctuary city. You can't be filled up, right? Well, you guys in New York, you elected Kathy Hochul, you get what you bought. That's the problem. You know, you bought the package. You didn't buy what was inside the package because there's nothing in that package. Just like Mayor Adams, nothing. So here we go. I don't know how even this happened. And I'm sure we'll never find out, but they'll never tell you. Apparently, this week for, I think, about 30 hours or so, we had lost a $100 million aircraft. Only under the Biden administration, the military leadership. The same leadership, by the way, that took care of the Afghanistan debacle. No one's been fired for that either. They lost a $100 million F-35 jet. This is pathetically inept leadership. And they had to put out a public announcement. Please help us find our jet. It's missing. We can't find it. Well, on the one hand, I guess the stealth qualities are really good. But on the other hand, I'm really not sure why you want a jet to keep flying if the pilot ejects. That's something that, you know, maybe they could go back in and look at that, because that's something that you might want to think about. You really don't want to have that jet continue to fly to wherever it's going on autopilot. So this week I saw something again that really ticked me off. These liberal policies in Las Vegas. I don't know if anyone saw this or anyone knows about this, because it was kept very quiet because it was done months ago. Two dirtbag 17-year-old criminals ran over a retired 62-year-old police officer as he was riding his bike in Las Vegas. Interestingly enough, they did not release the video of this for months. Let me see if the liberal prosecutors do this with the terrorists, that this domestic terrorist. Why aren't they being charged with domestic terrorism? Okay? Let's see if this becomes a George Floyd moment for the 17-year-old dirtbags who killed this guy. Because you know what? Here's what's going to happen. I don't care if you're 17. At 17, when you purposely film yourself running over and killing someone, you go to jail for life. At 17, this is what I love about progressives. Here's the brilliance of progressives, okay, of the liberals in this country. At 17, when you kill someone, you're just a kid. You can't be held responsible because you just killed someone. You're 17. You really don't know what you're doing at 17 or 15 or 16 or 14, right? You don't know. If you kill someone, you don't know what you're doing because you're a kid. But yet, on the other hand, they want kids who are 12 years old to make a life-altering, permanent decision for the rest of their lives as to whether or not they're going to be transgender. At 12 years old. So somehow that square peg doesn't fit in that round hole. But they don't see it and they don't care. But the reality is, this 17-year-old, they'll probably be out of jail by 21. And this guy who died, he's done. You know what? There's no second chances. There's no getting out of jail by the time you're 21. Spending 5 years in jail when you're dead. When you're dead, it's dead. I'm sorry. This is the ruination of our society. Our society is going downhill faster than the widget in the White House's mental capacity. This is a disgrace. America, this is a disgrace. But we did it to ourselves. We did it to ourselves, folks. We really did. And here's the real key. I listened to the hearings, the oversight hearings this week. The Attorney General Merrick Garland. It's a disgrace. It really is a disgrace. And he's a disgrace to that office. First of all, he looks almost as incompetent as Joe Biden. I mean, I don't know. You know, we got to stop turning over the reins to this country, to guys who are 80 years old, who are mentally incompetent. And listen, I know people who are 90 years old who are plenty mentally competent. But you know what? This is just got to be infuriating. And if you're not infuriated, you're that 39% that think Joe's doing a great job. And I hope you're happy living in the new Brazil. So here we go. So Jerry Nadler, this was great. He's the ranking idiot on this committee. Listening to Jerry Nadler talk about being detached from reality. Listening to him talk about looking for truth and thanking Merrick Garland for his pursuit of justice. It's almost as funny as listening to Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff during the Trump hearings. You know, I have the evidence. I have it in my envelope here. You can't see it, but it's here. I could show you, but I can't. But they didn't do that. Our government is divided. Our country is divided. Our government is malfunctioning. Our government is broken, and we, the American people, we failed to fix it. Because we put some moronic imbeciles who were so detached from this sense of reality that the rest of us live in, we don't even care anymore as a country. Do we even have a country anymore? Joe talks about the integrity of borders for Ukraine. What about America? Where are our borders? Where's our territorial integrity? You know, he cut holes in the wall to let animals through. What did he think was going to happen? So they let in another couple thousand. And they sued Governor Abbott to take out those buoyancy buoys in the middle of the river, stopping them from coming over. They sued him and made him take it out. I don't get it. When the President of the United States ignores the law, what do? We apparently do nothing here in America. Listen, fine, you don't want to have a country anymore? That's fine. Whether or not America survives, I doubt it right now, because the Republicans are weak and feckless. The Republicans have that very slim margin, that thin blue stupid line where they can't even get their own members. The one thing I got to tell you about the Democratic Party is when they want to conquer America, they're going to get it done. They want to make sure that no Republican ever gets elected. And you know something? They're on their way. They're right there. They are right there. Hearing Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff talk about evidence as if they needed a signed confession from Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. For 4 years, it never dawned on them what the concept of evidence was. And not even in their thought process. And they lied about it, but now they want basically a signed confession. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. You're not going to want to miss my evidence designs.
Start taking back our country from the liberal wokes by voting locally for conservative Republicans.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Veteran-owned America's Web Radio endorses and supports Dr. Rich McCormick for Georgia's 6th District, U.S. House of Representatives. As a decorated Marine helicopter pilot,
and now an emergency room doctor who served on the front lines against COVID-19, Dr. Rich McCormick has never been afraid of a fight. Whether it's communist China abroad, or the radical left in America, Rich knows the next fight facing America is to stop socialism. He's all in. Vote for Rich McCormick.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. So right before the break, I was going to tell you about the evidence. We're going to have to move it along right now because we got to pick up the pace. It's been a sleepy day today. So let's talk about evidence. Okay, so this week in that hearing, like I said, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, that is one of my favorite shows. That's like Tom and Jerry. It's Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. It's Tom and Jerry all together. So here's what happens. Everybody who's a Democrat gets up and talks about Trump. Well, except for Cori Bush, who I don't know what the heck she was talking about. She's just off the charts. You know, you have everybody who's asked about the border. They ignore it. But, oh, yeah. So they swear in Merrick Garland. Now, I got to tell you, swearing in a witness these days before Congress or the Senate is like going to the barber as a bald guy. Okay? There's no reason to do it. They're not going to tell the truth. It's pretty clear they're not telling the truth. And I got to tell you, I saw a master class by Merrick Garland of dodgeball. I have never seen anything like that so well precisely performed. It was fantastic. It was great. But one thing that he slipped up on, he reminded us that he's in charge of stopping the drug cartels and fentanyl from coming into this country. How's that going? He says they're doing everything that they can do, that they're doing everything that they can possibly do to stop the drugs from coming into the country. Well, Merrick Garland, Attorney General, here's a novel idea. Let me just throw this out to you because I'm not that smart. I'm just a radio host. Close the southern border. Genius. A genius idea. If you close the southern border and you lock it up and you build a giant wall and you put back all the cameras and all the security devices that you took away during the last 2.5 years, yeah, that will slow down the fentanyl, won't it? Oh, we've sanctioned this guy. We've sanctioned that guy. Yeah, like Iran. That worked out well for you too, huh? So maybe we just want to say you lied. Yeah, it was like watching a tennis match because when the Republicans were up, they were asking tough questions, which Merrick Garland was bobbing and weaving. You couldn't tag him down. Nothing. Got nothing. And when the Democrats were up, they just gave speeches. They didn't even ask questions. You know, they asked, why did he appoint the guy that let 5 years of an investigation that should have taken about 3 days go and become the special counsel? And here was an interesting fact. No one ever asked him why he violated the Department of Justice's own rules on appointing special counsel, who's supposed to be outside the government, not working for the government when you're appointed. I guess we missed that, Republicans. Try again. Put another quarter in the machine. And here's a great idea. 5 minutes of questioning for each person. Did you ever try to get something done in 5 minutes? 2.5 minutes of delay from the witness while he bumbles around and doesn't answer the question, and then you got to re-ask the question again. It's dumb. Take a page out of the Democratic handbook. Republicans, wake up. You want to get something done? You put a committee of Republicans together, and you stop the sideshow. You make the committee Republicans, just like the Democrats did. They put all Democrats on a committee. They didn't care. And they put out there in prime time whatever they wanted. Didn't matter what the evidence was. They chopped it up. They put clips together. They made it sound horrible. That's what they did. But they're great. This type of hearing to me just reinforces how broke this country's government is. It's divided in its opposition to itself. It cannot survive. And listening to Eric Swalwell, this dumbass from California, talk about that he slept with the Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, and the Chinese funded his campaign, and featuring sleeping with the Chinese enemy, telling us about integrity, that's really rich. That's sickening to me. This government has gotten too pathetic, even for American standards. Well, I'll talk about standards in a few minutes. We don't have any anymore. What I loved about this particular hearing is that every Democrat attacked everything about the hearing. Nothing about any facts that it was uncovering, just the hearing itself. But no one ever got to why is the DOJ being weaponized? And here's the great thing. They let the 2014-2015 felony tax evasion charges for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Actually, it was Hunter Biden, which would have tied it to Joe, I'm pretty sure. The DOJ let that expire. And who was that guy? Oh, David Weiss, the now special prosecutor. Do you see the travesty? Do you see what's going on? The relative stupidity in this country? That we're sitting there watching this. We're actually watching this in live, real time. Wake up, America. Look at who you're voting for. Look at who you put in office. So here's the game plan. I think I figured out what they're doing. So they're going to let in as many illegal aliens as they can. The invasion is going to continue. And then what they're going to do is now Pennsylvania just put something into effect, which watch what happens, folks. Watch it. It's going to happen. Write it down. They now have, when you get a work permit, which Joe Biden, by the way, just said 470,000 Venezuelans can now work in America. When you can work in America, you can get a Social Security number. When you get a Social Security number, you can get a driver's license. And welcome to Pennsylvania. When you get your driver's license, you are automatically registered to vote. What could possibly go wrong there in Pennsylvania, the big swing state, one of the most important states in this country? Gee, do you not see? Are the Republicans this stupid? They are. They are as dumb as rocks. And everyone else who gets up there and yaps about it, you're dumb. You're stupid. You don't know what's going on. Look in front of your faces. It's right there. And every one of the Democrats on Capitol Hill, when they were stopped and asked about the southern border being out of control, you know what their response was? The same response. It's a humanitarian crisis. The administration is failing to enforce the law. It is a man-made humanitarian crisis. Why? Because they want it. It's the failure of the Biden administration? No, it's not. It's their plan. It's their willful plan. There's tent cities going up in soccer fields, in parking lots, in Staten Island, in old churches, in buildings. And who's paying for this? We are. We are. The Republicans cannot stay on message. They act like a feuding family of defective persons. They criticize each other. You don't see any Democrat ever criticize another Democrat. That's rule number one. They are one mind, one like, and that is it. That is it. They don't think about anything else other than what they are told to. So, on Thursday, Karine Flopsy-Mopsy-Jean-Pierre says at the press conference that this president has achieved monumental success at the border. What planet is she on? What is she talking about? Does she understand what where the southern border is? We're talking about our southern border. Perhaps she meant some other country that we're funding, because it's certainly not here. Where are the Republicans now? They're on vacation. That's right. That's right. The government's about to shut down, and the Republicans went on vacation. Well, that's great. That's phenomenal.
Mark, you brought it up earlier in your show, and I want to bring it back up and make a demand to the folks that are listening. A lot of what we are seeing right now is would have been in the past monitored and brought to the public via the media, via the watchdog media. I can remember back when something would happen and the media would be all over it like flies on honey.
I know what you were going to say. It rhymes with spit.
Yes. But, you know, the media has got to do their job, too, just like what you were talking about. it's got to expose, and get the public to listen, and the public has to take the bull by the horns and do something about it. And this thing in Pennsylvania, how in the hell can you let an alien that doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground, neither do a lot of Pennsylvanians, but vote when they're not citizens.
They're going to vote. Listen, New York City allows non-citizens to vote in their local elections. How long do you think it's going to be before Kathy Hochul, that genius of an empty shell, decides to do that? But this is something that I wanted to pick up before the end of the show. You know, it was bugging the living daylights out of me this week. And at the beginning, I didn't think anything of it in terms of, does it really change stuff? Does it really change something in America? But I have to tell you, and I had a discussion with a friend of mine. And by the way, a quick shout out to her. I hope she's listening. And I hope she feels a lot better because she had a terrible fall and fractured her spine, but hopefully she'll be okay. But she kind of pinned it, pinned the tail on the donkey. Not the colloquialism, but there is a death of American standards. What made America? Did we have to think about what did we do? Did you ever wonder why the world looked to America? Did we ever understand why the world looked to America? Because I look around today, and the people allegedly in charge of this country, at least one on their face, have no clue what made America the greatest country on the planet. There were standards in this country, once standards that were abided by. They were the highest of standards. There was decorum. When you went outside in public, you presented yourself in a manner which was a personal representation of who you were. It showed people that you cared about yourself, about your community, and about the country. Let me point some things out. Maybe they have escaped people these days. And I'll talk about sporting events. I see pictures of sporting events back in the past. I see when people went to restaurants. I see pictures when people went to restaurants in the olden days. When people went to their churches, their temples, their mosques, their religious gatherings. There was a self-respect. There was a self-presentation. Somebody, you went out and you wanted to look your best. Remember they used to say, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it, I'm dating myself, but your Sunday best. You put on your Sunday best. Why? Why did we do that? Because it was a self-representation. It showed that there was a standard of care. There was an excellence. Mediocrity in a society is not something that we should strive for. My father used to say that mediocrity is not something that society can strive for. It needs to strive for excellence. But here's the problem now in America. You go to a baseball game, you go to a football game, you got to worry about being killed. Last week there was a fan in the stands who was a Miami fan, I believe, who was killed by another fan. There are fights breaking out all over the place. Fights in the stands, fights after the game, fights before the game. We no longer have a standard of any sense of conduct in this country. And this goes back to what I always preach. The zero consequences for bad behavior. We have no standards of decorum now in the Senate. Why? 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 Because we have a brain-dead, sloppy-looking, disgusting senator from Pennsylvania, Fetterman. He can't figure out how to put a suit on and a tie, so everyone else should show up in shorts and a hoodie, because that's what this country has become. We have gone completely insane as a nation. The answer is yes, we are insane. With a domestic terrorist running around in shorts and a hoodie, the Democratic Republic listens to the minority and disregards the majority. This nation is finished. When you could show up for the Senate of the United States of America in shorts and a hoodie and sneakers, this is done. Do we no longer have any self-respect as a country? when a senator could show up on the floor of the Senate looking like he does. We used to be the leader of the free world. Now we're just the butt of jokes. To my friends in the listening audience, this is disgusting. This is the epitome of what is now occurring in America. This is a turning point. This is where society collapses. And here we go. I informed you several weeks ago, never underestimate the Republican Party's ability to shoot themselves in the foot and lose the race again for the White House. What are they going to do? Six White House Republicans are holding out. They failed America. The Republicans have failed America. Democrats speak one-minded, one process, one goal, and they destroy everything and anything to get there. They're like a bull in a china shop, wreaking havoc as they go, but they will get it done, regardless of what the consequences are. Look at society today. This is a result of the Democrats. This is a result of 8 years of Obama, 8 years coming up of Biden, because this, I got to tell you, I think this guy, if he lives to the 24 election, will get reelected because the media just is not putting their heads together. It's sad. It is sad. Mind you, America, there's only one person in charge. This is the slight, minute majority of the Republican Party, and they can't even get their act together. And if they shut down this government, that will be used to kill them. That will be used to kill them. So you six guys, okay? Six guys, Tom Cole, Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Eli Crane, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Rosendale. You guys better think real long and hard of what you're doing right here. Standing up for your principles or destroying your party and destroying the country. Because that's what's happening right now. It's coming to that effect. We're at the end of the American rope. They don't understand that, then they don't deserve to be there. I understand you want to stand on principles. But you know what? You want to look at principles? Look at what the Democrats are doing to America. They're destroying it. They have one thought process, one lockstep. They're one processed, one-minded. Given the opportunity, they will continue their progressive moronic policies. They want it, they got it, and they're destroying America. And Republicans, you better wake up. So, I will tell you, at the end of the show here, this is the path to destruction. And we just don't seem to care about this country anymore, and we better. Thanks for listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Have a great week, and think about America. Think of what you do. Thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.